Hey, I'm Kobe here at SSP, also known as SP, at Seacoast Christian Academy, where we get nothing but the latest news on your Seacoast Eagles. I am here with my co-host, Samuel Selvey, and special guest star, Reginald Henley. Say hi to the crowd, guys.
Bow wow.
Hello, Kobe here with Trey Hester, co-captain of the Seacoast varsity basketball team. So, Trey, how did you feel playing your first season of Seacoast basketball?
It was actually good. It was actually my first time playing varsity basketball. I'm glad to actually play for Seacoast and accomplish the stuff that we did at Seacoast.
I'm Samuel Selvey here today with Trey. Trey, how did you feel playing your last season of Seacoast football?
It was actually interesting and fun, you know what I mean?
All right, how did you feel before and after the season?
Before the season, I was a little nervous. You know, I was first time really back in pads in 3 years. But after the season, it actually felt good to be back in pads and, you know what I'm saying, just being able to hit and, you know what I'm saying, have that fun.
All right, Stone, how did you feel playing your last season of Seacoast football?
Honestly, I loved playing it, but at the same time, it sucked because we didn't win as much. But hey, I did my best as I could.
He hit it two times.
All right.
Yeah.
And now, how did you feel before and after your season started and ended?
Oh, before? Oh, I was so out of shape, but then after? Oh, I felt like I was a beast, man. I felt a whole lot, like, better and in shape, too. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
What about after your season?
Oh, after. I was sad, man. Because, after my last game, I started crying a little bit. Because, you know, no more football after this. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Hi, this is Reginald Henley. I'm here with Eric Adams, the starting varsity QB. Here at Seacoast, led us to multiple wins and a good long season. So how did it feel being a QB?
It was okay. I think my performance could have been better throughout the season. That's about it.
And what was your favorite memory?
Favorite memory was when we played Eastland and we won by like 3 touchdowns. Only reason it was my favorite because it was their first time ever beating Eastland, and I was the quarterback to do it.
Thanks, Eric Adams, on the amazing season. This is Reginald Henley. I'm here with Manasseh Cornell, play varsity basketball here at Seacoast. And what does sports mean to you, Manasseh?
What sports means to me is that, like, it allows me to have a chance to go to college for free.
Okay. And what was your favorite memory of the basketball season?
My favorite memory was, it's hard to say because we had, like, many great memories. My favorite memory is probably when we won the regional championship. And my second favorite memory is, like, the bus rides home when we went out of town. Yeah.
Thanks, Manasseh.
You're welcome, Reggie.
Hey, this is Reginald Henley. I'm here with Kush. He played varsity basketball here at Seacoast. And Kush, what was your best memory you had about the basketball season?
My best memory, at homecoming, I hit an L13, and it felt like a relieving moment because I didn't make my shots the whole first half of the game. And then Trey gave me an assist, and it went in.
All right. So, Kush, how did it feel playing your last year of basketball at Seacoast?
It was great. This was a learning experience for me. And not only that, I get a chance to show my coach my defensive skills.
Thanks, Kush.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie, how do you feel about the Seacoast athletic department?
I think that it's getting better. Basketball is obviously doing good. Football just needs some more experience over there. And the volleyball and softball, just need to get some more players over there, more experience too, that help. Overall, it's in a pretty good state.
Thank you. That was good. And Sam, I know you were ineligible to play because you were injured. How do you feel about not being able to play your last season of Seacoast football?
It sucked. It was not fun.
That is tough. That is crazy. Well, that's all we have for now. So tune in next time on Seacoast Sports Podcast, SSP, SP, and we'll catch you on the flip side.